This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So when it comes to this economy, there are a lot of question marks going into 2022. But focusing on the things we can expect, according to the National Employment Law Project, 50 states and cities are scheduled to bump their minimum wage rates, many of them to $15 an hour or more. The move comes as efforts to raise the federal minimum wage for the first time in more than a decade have all but fizzled. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carina reports, many employers this year have been bumping up their wages anyway.
A labor-backed campaign, The Fight for 15, has been advocating for higher pay for nearly a decade. And Americans across the political spectrum have increasingly supported these policies in recent years, when wages were pretty stagnant. But now, things look different, says economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute.
The really rapid wage gains that we've seen in 2021 will affect how much of a bite $15 an hour minimum wage has or $12 an hour minimum wage has.
Average wages were up almost 5% in November, even higher in some industries like leisure and hospitality, which saw wages grow almost 14% compared to a year ago. So bumping up the minimum wage by a dollar or two?
Frankly, I think a lot of establishments have already started offering wages similar to that.
Brian Asquith is an economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says businesses typically decrease hours, hire fewer workers, or raise prices when minimum wages go up. But a tight labor market means employers might not feel the change any more than they already are. And fast rising inflation means workers might not feel the benefits either, says Molly Kinder at the Brookings Institution.
In order to have the same purchasing power is $15 a year ago, you need to make over $16 now.
About a third of states tie minimum wage increases to cost of living, but others don't take inflation into account. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.